This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Life on the road can be tough for any musician, but for singer-songwriter Tift Merritt, she got a little company to keep her going. A couple of years ago, Tift settled back in North Carolina to raise her first child. And then earlier this year, Tift released her album, Stitch of the World. And sure enough, not soon after, the road came calling again for Tift, but this time her daughter was along for the ride, and Tift, well, for her anyway, that made all the difference. Tift Merritt performs next Thursday at the Cat's Cradle Back Room in Carrboro, part of Yep Rock Records' 20th anniversary celebration. And first, she joins us back on the program. Tift, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
What a delight. You brought Jean with you, your daughter.
I did.
And such a delight to see her.
Thank you.
Let's talk about your album now, because you released Stitch of the World earlier this year. How have things been going since then?
Well, they've been really busy. Yeah. You know, it's hard to tell you how they've been, because I sort of just go from one fire to another.
Writing.
It's been wonderful.
It's
been a really... I know when I was pregnant, I was very, very worried about how my identity as an artist would change because of being a parent. And I've had more creative work come through this year than I can even handle. And that's a really wonderful thing.
I wonder how being a mom changed even that point of view. In other words, your focus was on... what's this going to mean for me as an artist? And then you have a baby, and I wonder how your sense of you and an artist and mother changed your point of view.
Well, I think the best way I can say it is that doesn't matter what happens in the rest of my life. There's never been more music or beauty or poetry or love in my life, and I think music, for me, is after all of those things. And so now, that is all just sort of naturally built in from being a parent, and what I make or write is sort of sour cream frosting bonus, but it's already there. And it's funny, I remember when I was a student, I went to a workshop in college, and there was quite a famous poet told me I had to make a choice, that I could either be a mother or a poet. And I really, you know, I don't think I let that deter me, but I certainly thought about it. And now I think about that in context. I think that is the saddest thing anybody could ever say, because it's so not true.
Well, I mean, your point of view changed, your perspective changed, and you're still making music, and you're being a very devoted mom.
I think there is so much art, and I think all of the things that art is after are inherent in being a parent. And for me, there's sort of this sense of effortlessness of, oh, this is what I have been looking for, or trying to reach, or trying to touch the whole time. So I feel, despite all of our busyness and running around, I feel very at ease in a new way.
As proof that motherhood did not force you to give up your art, would you do a song for us now?
Thank you. And this is a Raymond Carver poem, actually. And he was not the person who said that to me. My boat is being made to order. Right now it's at the builder. My boat, my friends, room on board for my friends. I'm serious about this. My boat, George, Gary, Chuck, and Jim. Room enough for all of them and my baby on my boat. No one will be tonight on my boat, on my boat. We're getting ahead of falling behind on my boat, on my boat. Just having a real good time on my boat. On my boat, on my boat, on my boat.
stories. Room on board for stories, my own and everybody's, going on and on. Short ones, true ones in the made up, one still being written on my book. Chicken, cheese, and wine, everything good in my friend's like, and my baby on my boat. No one will be tonight on my boat, on my boat. No getting ahead or falling behind on my boat, on my boat. Just having a real good time on my boat, on my boat, on my boat, on my boat. Singing, eating and laughing down on my boat. You just do whatever you want on my boat. We may go a little way down the coast. We're gonna listen to the Rolling Stones on my boat. I've always wanted a trip like that. But if it don't work out, it's my boat. No one will be tonight on my boat, on my boat. No getting ahead or falling behind on my boat, on my boat. Just having a real good time on my boat, on my boat. My boat, it's being made to order, and right now it's at the builder. My boat.
Tift Merritt, My Boat, from her latest album, Stitch of the World. Tift's going to be at Cat's Cradle Back Room next Thursday in Carrboro, part of Yup Rock Records' 20th anniversary celebration. Beautiful song.
Thank you.
You said it came from a poem. Is there a difference between a poem, poetry, and lyrics?
Oh, I think so. I mean, I always want my lyrics to stand alone when you read them on a page. But, you know, when you are singing something or when you put it to words to music, you know, music is kind of... when you talk about elements of story, I mean, music is this hugely powerful element of story that puts so much life, a whole kind of different energy into the words and rhythm, you know, rhythm and melody. And I think if you take that for granted, you're really leaving some really important tools aside.
Well, and I've also thought about the way in which the poet doesn't have to take into account the way music will resonate beyond the striking of the word.
Mm-hmm.
And so that you have to take into account that resonance of the notes, and the more music you have in the way the words are going to play against the music, that in a way that a poet doesn't. And so it's surprised me sometimes how not easy it is to put poetry to music.
Well, and how can I say this? I think, you know, there is music inherent in our,
right,
in language.
Sure.
Like there is a melody in the conversation that we're having right now. And I think there is a way that you can naturally accentuate that. And that's usually what I like to do. But I think also there's a difficulty in trying to do it artificially.
We did it beautifully in that song.
And Thank you.
That's the reason I noticed, because mostly it's difficult. In that case, it worked. And I thought, how'd you do that?
Well, most of it is Raymond Carver, because his poetry is so plain spoken. And not to say that it's plain, but it's very plain spoken. And I find that, you know, for me, that's always what I'm after. I really like the wisdom of the everyday, the sacred in the ordinary, and the special in the plain spoken. So that was a very natural match. I mean, there's so many musicians who are really good at putting five-syllable words in their songs, but that's not really on my list of what feels right to me.
Will you do another song for us now?
I'd be happy to. This is a song I wrote about the surprising, extraordinary in the everyday. Late night city, after a train, a corded dressed in flyers and rain, something came over me. Something came over me. Without asking, it came right in to my bones, through my skin. Something came over me. Something came over me. Something so loud.
Something came over me, Tift Merritt. Her latest album is called Stitch of the World, and she's going to be performing next Thursday, October 19th, at Cat's Cradle, back room, part of Yep Rock Records' 20th anniversary celebration. You've got three records on Yep Rock. What's it like working with you? 20 years for that,
you know,
record company.
I was talking to him just the other day, and I said, can you believe we've known each other for 20 years now? And I mean, that's so mind-boggling to me. And it also makes me proud that, you know, we're friends and we're neighbors and we've all just been working away step by step building our little worlds
for
20 years.
20 years, and it's a good record company, and it's, you know, launched a lot of wonderful stars and right here in our own backyard.
Yeah.
Cool stuff.
We are very lucky to have them and to have all the things. And they're actually, they were telling me, well, first of all, Nick Lowe is going to be here, and he'll be playing the night that I'm playing. So I'm going to see Nick Lowe. That's what I'm doing. And then I know they have a special concert in Hillsboro, which they've really become part of the fabric of Hillsboro with Mandolin Orange, so that should be really special.
Tiff Merritt performs Thursday, October 19th at the Cat's Cradle Back Room, Yep Rock Records 20th anniversary. I'm going to give you time to play us out, Tiff.
Okay.
But first of all, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your beautiful daughter Jean with us for these couple of minutes. Our program produced by Anita Rao, Charlie Shelton Ormond, Laura Pelliser, Jennifer Brooklyn, Anjanai Aniwar. Robin Copley is our technical director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow. Once again, Tiff Merritt.
Dashboard sunshine, driving west, gonna find something I found you. I hope it's there, hope it ain't left. Wait for me, wait for me. A couple things have let me down, but that's back behind me now. Blurry towns out my back seat. Wait for me, wait for me. You gotta do right by your baby, and you gotta do right by your dreams. I wanna do right by my baby, and my baby wanna do right by me. Yeah, my baby wanna do right by me. The words I know what it's about. My own marker, keep my beat singing. Wait, wait for me. Thou moray, do I believe? Above her knees.